More information is at macfound.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Clear sky is becoming sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south, 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market, accepting credit, debit, or SNAP cards in exchange for tokens. Programs available to match SNAP dollars. Available Saturday mornings at the Market Info Booth, 824 New Hampshire.
When you hear news stories about drought, you probably think of the Southwest, maybe even here in Kansas, but New England? Coming up, we'll hear about Massachusetts and some of the conditions they're facing. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Sunday morning. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. All week long, you've been hearing about Whirlwind, the new memoir by journalist and KANU alum Bill Curtis. This week on KPR Presents, it's a special broadcast of KPR's recent book launch event with me and Bill Curtis. That's on KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s, a little windy with winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 35 miles per hour today. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm in the afternoon. It's 62 in Lawrence, 63 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. KPR's Big Band Christmas is December 13th. That may sound like a long ways away, but it will be here before you know it. Tickets to the general public are on sale starting Saturday. It's the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra once again performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. To get an early shot at your ticket, become a KPR member now at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today. We're expecting highs in the mid-80s. It'll be a windy one, though. Winds from the south with gusts up to 35 miles an hour today. We've got a 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow. Highs in the lower 80s, ushering in a little cooler temperatures as well. It's 62 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Overland Park. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station, from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy and helping clients find balance. Clients are matched with one of 30,000 therapists for online therapy from anywhere at betterhelp.com/public. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News and Weekend Edition Sunday. Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. NPR News, just a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom coming up right after that. A big thank you to our sustaining members and everyone who made a pledge during KPR's fall membership drive. You helped us raise just over $117,000 to support public radio, Weekend Edition Sunday, NPR News, and all the reasons you turn into KPR. If you meant to pledge but didn't, go to kansaspublicradio.org. It's your investment that keeps the news and music coming. And from all of us here at Kansas Public Radio, thanks again for your generous support. The time is 8 o'clock.
Envoy Steve Witkoff is leading an American delegation to Egypt for indirect talks tomorrow on the president's proposal. However, there is no ceasefire yet, and Israel military strikes continue to hit Gaza. This is NPR.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Republican leaders are facing criticism after posting a faked photo of Kansas Governor Laura Kelly in a sombrero and mustache. The photo appeared yesterday on the Facebook page of the Kansas Republican Party. The post criticized Kelly for refusing to release the personal information of Kansans receiving food assistance through SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Facebook page also features a faked photo of Laura Howard. She's the secretary of Kansas Department of Children and Families. In that photo, Howard is wearing a luchador mask, the kind worn by Mexican wrestlers. The Wichita Eagle reports some people fear that information could be used to target recipients with Hispanic or foreign-sounding names, and that information can be turned over to ICE or other federal agencies. In college football, the KU Jayhawks beat University of Central Florida 27-20. Meanwhile, the Baylor Bears outscored the Kansas State Wildcats 18-3 in a fourth quarter comeback. Under head coach Chris Klieman, the Wildcats have fallen to 2-4 this season after their 35-34 loss last night in Waco, Texas.
Disappointing loss, obviously, because we've lost handful of games by one score, and this one's by a point, and you don't get those back. I know that.
Next weekend, KU will travel to Texas Tech, and K-State will be home against TCU. We'll have a look at the area forecast coming up right after this.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s, winds from the south 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow with highs in the lower 80s and a 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Much cooler temperatures in store for Tuesday. It's 63 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, some scientists in Spain have found a shoe almost 700 years old, perfectly preserved in a vulture's nest. What can we find out by studying vulture's nests? That story and more just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio. Who knew?
Support for KPR comes from the Willow Domestic Violence Center's Bijou, an evening of roaring 20s Ritz, jazz, and a live auction, all in support of the Willow. October 16, 6 p.m. at Maselli's. Tickets at willowdvcenter.org.
Here's a big thank you to all of our sustaining members and everyone who helped out during KPR's fall membership drive by making a pledge. This is possible. Weekend Edition Sunday, NPR News. Everything you hear today on Kansas Public Radio is possible because of listeners like you. You helped us raise more than $117,000 during our fall membership drive. If you didn't get around to making your pledge during the drive, the donation form is always open at kansaspublicradio.org. So make your investment today. And again, thanks. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s. Temperatures will start to fall a little bit tomorrow, a lot more Monday night and Tuesday. We're expecting highs in the upper 60s by Tuesday. It's 64 in Atchison, 67 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation.
Connecticut Public. Visit ctpublic.org/Gilmore to subscribe. This is NPR News.
Many people have noticed their electricity bills going up.
Electricity prices have really shot up since the pandemic. They've been rising twice as fast as overall inflation.
An aging power grid costs more to maintain. What happens is that grid has to supply more and more energy to AI data centers. We have answers for the same price as ever tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare.
We've got more Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. Just ahead, we'll hear from filmmaker Mary Bronstein about her latest film, If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. That and much more just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday on KPR. All week long, you've been hearing about Whirlwind, the new memoir by journalist and KANU alumnus Bill Curtis. This week on KPR Presents, it's a special broadcast of KPR's recent book launch event with Bill Curtis and me, Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join us for KPR Presents, 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR 2, 6 o'clock this evening on KPR 1.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org.
Sunny and windy today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 66 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from this day after the fact. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. At macfound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR, just a little over a minute and a half away. We'll have news from the KPR newsroom right after that. And then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour, coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Sunny and windy today. We've got winds from the south with gusts up to 35 miles per hour today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 66 in Chanute, 67 in Atchison, 66 in Emporia, 68 degrees in Manhattan. This is KPR.